Welcome to Finding Pelvic Sanity. If you're struggling with pelvic pain, pelvic floor dysfunction, or pregnancy and postpartum issues, you're in the right place. These issues are common, but not something that you have to live with. We've seen the most complex patients from all over the world at Pelvic Sanity in Southern California. You might be feeling frustrated, embarrassed, or dismissed by the medical community, often for years. We know just how tough that can be, and we want to help you find pelvic sanity again.
We're Jesse and Dr. Nicole Cozine. Together we run Pelvic Sanity Physical Therapy, wrote the IC Solution, and Nicole has trained thousands of pelvic PTs to provide better care. We want this podcast to provide hope and get you on the path to healing.
Thousands of people with pelvic health issues find relief and live healthy, happy, and pain-free lives. And so can you. Let's get started.
Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of Finding Pelvic Sanity with Jesse and Dr. Nicole Cozine. Hey Nicole.
Hello.
Talking today, a question we get a lot about the pudendal nerve and interstitial cystitis. What is the relationship? What does the pudendal nerve have to do with IC? And this also leads into that scary diagnosis of pudendal neuralgia. We'll talk about why that is a very different thing as we go through here. So Nicole, can we just start with what is this pudendal nerve that we're all talking about?
The pudendal nerve is a really important nerve that starts in our low back or our sacrum, and it's made up of three little spinal segments in your sacrum, and it connects and forms one nerve, and it goes, takes a what we call a tumultuous journey through the pelvis, meaning it takes a lot of winds and goes around things and goes through muscles, and it goes through your pelvis, and then it exits your pelvis into three main branches. And this is where it gets really important to understand how this might also create some other symptoms. So it has three branches. We call them terminal branches, and it has a clitoral, penile, and urethral branch. So that's one branch that goes to that area. It has a perineal branch, and the perineum is the stuff between your either your penis or your vagina and your anus. So that perineum, it has a perineal branch, and then it has a rectal branch, which goes to the external anal sphincter.
And so what we're talking about a lot of times, Nicole, with pelvic floor dysfunction is the muscles irritating nerves that run through the pelvic floor. And another example that you really like talking about, because we have a better idea of what that is, it's like sciatica, right? Where that nerve can be irritated by the muscles around it, and then that can cause symptoms anywhere that sciatic nerve runs, in this case, down the leg, even all the way down into the foot. Literally, the same thing can be going on within the pelvic floor. It's just in a much more congested and difficult to reach area.
Yes. So let's just take a quick step back and think about sciatic nerve pain. Many of you have probably experienced it. And even if you haven't, I think this conceptually makes a little bit more sense when we talk about things outside the pelvis. So the sciatic nerve is also made up of a bunch of different little nerves that come out of your spine. They bind together and form one big nerve that goes through your buttocks and then down the back of your leg. And it branches off into a couple different areas, but that doesn't matter for the purposes of this exercise, to just think about that. So when a nerve gets irritated, it can be irritated because it in and of itself is having a problem by being compressed or sat on in this situation, as one example. And it can also be irritated sort of more towards its end, right? So like if your calf muscle is cramping, it can also kind of clamp down on that sciatic nerve, and then it shoots a message up to the entire path of the nerve and goes up to your brain and is like, hey, ouch, this hurts. So the point being is that anywhere along where a nerve runs can be a point of irritation to that nerve. And nerves run along muscles most of the time in the body.
So this is really important when it talks about the pelvic floor, Nicole, because that is an area that is really complex. It's congested. There's a ton of muscles. Like you just said, the pudendal nerve runs right through there. And so when those muscles are overly tight and irritated, like they are with pelvic floor dysfunction, they can bother that nerve and basically then cause symptoms anywhere that nerve runs. So it's not just right about where the irritation is. It can go to any of those, in this case, those three branches that you talked about, Nicole, that urethral, perineal, or rectal areas. And obviously, those are areas where a lot of folks with IC have symptoms.
Totally. And let's just take even one part of that, because I think one of the biggest IC missed in our field is actually taking a look at the reason why someone might have urethral burning, urethral stinging, feeling like you have a UTI. All of those words also point sometimes to nerve irritation. So if you really think about, like, if we were to have any other type of nerve pain anywhere else, in this case, sciatica, we've been using this example, what are those symptoms? It's throbbing, it's burning, it's aching, it's stinging, it's shooting. Those types of numbness is another one. Those types itching, of itching, right, can actually be one. It's those types of symptoms that can be going on even just in one branch of a nerve. And so in the case of the pudendal nerve, if that urethral branch is irritated by muscles around your urethra or around your pelvic floor, then that can also cause urethral type symptoms, urethral pain, urethral burning, urethral stinging, maybe even feeling like you have a UTI, all based in this nerve irritation that might be irritated by some pelvic floor muscles that are overactive. And so when we think about, can your pudendal nerve be causing some of your interstitial cystitis-like symptoms? The answer is absolutely yes, but it doesn't mean that you have true pudendal neuralgia where that nerve is actually damaged. It's just bothered a little bit, and it's sending a signal the way that nerves do to your brain that says, like, hey, yo, I'm having a problem. Could someone please pay attention to me? And so I feel like sometimes when we talk about this nerve, y'all get on the internet and you type in pudendal nerve, and then you find out all this doom and gloom on the internet, and then you get freak out. But the reality is that it's a very normal anatomical phenomenon that if muscles, in this case, the pelvic floor, are irritating a nerve, say the pudendal nerve, then that can create pain or problems anywhere that that nerve runs, in this case, towards the urethra or towards the perineum, if you have also accompanying painful intercourse with that, and or rectal, like if you have pain with pooping or something like that. And so I hope that this helps you to see, like, oh, your pelvic floor therapist should be looking and assessing the path of this nerve, and you have two of them. So the right one and or the left one could be a problem and creating those urethral irritations. There are ways to fix that. There's ways to treat that. There's ways to calm that nerve down so that it doesn't still continue to bother those areas in those branches.
You know, and I think this is something that is obviously scary, Nicole, because of the diagnosis of pudendal neuralgia and a lot of the, you know, misconceptions around that. And that's where the pudendal nerve is actually itself irritated or damaged and is causing pain by itself and actually starting to influence other things. But really, when we start talking about pudendal nerve irritation, all we're doing is having a more precise version of saying that you have pelvic floor dysfunction. Like, that's what pelvic floor dysfunction is. It's tight muscles and nerve and bothering the nerves that run through the area. Now we're just zeroing in and saying, like, hey, the nerve in question right now is the pudendal. There are a bunch of other nerves in there too, which can be hard to differentiate whether it's pudendal or something else. But at the end of the day, we're just, it's really saying, like, pelvic floor dysfunction is a driver of your IC symptoms, and going to a really well-qualified, experienced pelvic floor physical therapist can help. And I hope that's a message of hope, not saying, oh my gosh, I've got this pudendal thing in addition to my IC, but it's saying, actually, it's pelvic floor dysfunction that's the underlying thing of all of this. And that's great because that's something that we can actually treat and work with.
Yeah, and that would be the same thing. And this is what, honestly, if you have sciatic nerve irritation, this is what your orthopedic physical therapist should be doing. It's what your pelvic floor physical therapist should be also doing to help you to figure out where along the path of that sciatic nerve is there a problem. Is it at your hamstring? Is it at the back of your knee? Is it at your calf? Is it at your spine? Like, all we're doing, that's a great point, Jesse, is we're getting more specific as to the reason why you might be having your symptoms. And in this case, your symptoms are interstitial cystitis based, which are, you know, urethral urgency, frequency of urination, pain with bladder filling, all of that kind of stuff that can be caused by irritation of the pudendal nerve caused by pelvic floor dysfunction.
So I think for a lot of people, Nicole, the pain side starts to make sense when we talk about sciatica as a really good example. Like, we get it. Like, the nerve is running through a muscle. The muscle gets tight. or you're sitting on the area or whatever it is, and it irritates that nerve and that can cause pain. I think people start to understand that intellectually. I think the thing that's a little bit more complex for people to really understand is how is my pudendal nerve actually causing urinary urgency frequency, these bladder symptoms, right?
Yes.
Because pain kind of makes sense, but it's like, why is it making me go to the bathroom all the time?
Totally. And so this is where it just, the straight up anatomy of the pudendal nerve and what it's physically doing and where it physically connects to is really interesting. And the pudendal nerve is very unique in this way that it not only goes to those three branches like we talked about, but it also has a bunch of other signals and pathways, we call them in the anatomical world. And they have specific ones that go from the pudendal nerve to the bladder. And they're called silent afferents, for those of you nerds that are around, but they're most of the time turned off like a light switch. Very similar to right now, if you're wearing a shirt or pants, hopefully you're wearing one of those two things.
Hopefully both, actually.
Hopefully both.
If you guys are listening to this in a walk right. Or, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Hopefully. We have a tag somewhere on our clothes, right? We'll say a tag on the shirt. You probably cannot feel exactly where that tag is. You know that it's there, but it's not signaling to your brain that it's physically present, right? Those nerves of your skin are turned off, right? Because otherwise we would be bombarded by a lot of things. And so typically the nerve endings that go from your pudendal nerve to the bladder are also turned off. They're not usually on, and that's it. But when we have the pelvic floor that's irritating the pudendal nerve, all of a sudden that light switch is on, and those nerve fibers that go to the bladder are also turned on, and therefore your bladder only knows a couple of different things. Either I hurt or I have pain, or excuse me, I have to pee. And so those are one of the two things it knows how to do. So it can tell you that you have to pee even though your bladder isn't actually full, simply because that light switch of the pudendal nerve is turned on because it's getting irritated by something else. And so that's how it can create urinary urgency and frequency. It's part of its just unique anatomy that does that now is switched on by something in your pelvic floor.
Which is why you have that really annoying symptom that we hear described so often with folks who have been diagnosed with IC, Nicole, of feeling like you've got to go, rushing to the toilet. Maybe you sit down and barely can go. It takes forever for a stream to start, or you realize there was really nothing in the bladder at all. That's all because the nerve is irritated and it's telling the brain, hey, something's going on here. Your brain interprets that and says, well, we must have to pee. I'm getting a signal from the bladder. That's all it does, really. I mean, it's not that interesting of an organ when you really think about it. And so that's the signal. And so that's where that pudendal nerve can be causing not just the urethral burning or stinging, painful intercourse, obviously, it's related, Nicole, but then also all of those bladder things that we kind of assume because of the symptoms that are related to the bladder, in fact, might be just pudendal nerve irritation after all. Now, the good thing about that, though, is that that's something, Nicole, that a pelvic floor physical therapist can help.
Like, this is our jam, you guys. This is our jam. And so one of the biggest things that I teach when I'm teaching other pelvic floor therapists, when I'm teaching my staff at Pelvic Sanity, like, the things that is your therapist's job is to help to decipher what is actually causing all of your bladder symptoms. Is it the pelvic floor? If so, where? Is it the pudendal nerve? If so, which side, which branch, and what's bothering it? Is it coming from your spine? There are other nerves that can also create those same symptoms that we were talking about, and that is something that we can test for and look for. And that phrase in our world is called differential diagnosis. It's helping to decipher where the symptoms are coming from and from what place, and where can we intervene in that feedback loop process. And most of the time with people with interstitial cystitis symptoms, we'll find that it's multifactorial. We'll find that some of it's coming from the pudendal nerve, some of it's coming from the pelvic floor, some of it's coming from the brain-bladder connection, some of it's coming from parts of your spine that also go to the region right above your pubic bone, where you guys all have that like lower abdominal pain or pressure. And so it's your pelvic floor therapist's job to think about all of those areas where we might need to intervene. But that's what we do. That's our specialty. That's our job.
And that's one of the reasons, Nicole, it's so exciting to be able to work with folks who have had IC, because of the transformation that you guys can make in the symptoms and everything that's going on. Because remember, IC is just a definition of your symptoms. It just describes what you're experiencing. When you actually go to a qualified pelvic floor therapist, like what Nicole is talking about, this is where you start to get to the why, right? It's because of those different aspects that Nicole was talking about. IC tells you literally nothing except that you have these symptoms. By getting to a qualified pelvic PT, you're starting to actually untangle what is the why behind this. Is the pudendal nerve irritation a part of that? Is it a different nerve? Is it a different type of pelvic floor dysfunction? What's actually going on? Is it happening in the pelvic floor only, or is it most likely outside the pelvic floor as well, looking at that whole system? But this, I hope, is a hopeful message, is that this is something that we can do something about. So as we've said before on different podcasts, hopefully you've heard those as well, but fewer than 10% of people diagnosed with IC have anything discernibly wrong with the bladder lining. This is not a bladder condition. And so this is why we can find relief for people who have been doing all of these bladder-focused treatments relatively quickly. You can go to a pelvic floor physical therapist and see that we're making a massive difference. So I hope this has been a helpful episode for you to have a little bit better understanding of everything going on there, to kind of disentangle what we mean when we talk about the pudendal nerve, to make sure that we're not conflating that with a very scary condition called pudendal neuralgia, which is also treatable by a pelvic floor physical therapist, by the way. But hopefully giving you guys a little bit more information there. So if you're enjoying this podcast, subscribe, make sure to leave us a review. We love reading those, seeing those, knowing that you guys are listening. And then if you haven't already, make sure you join the Finding Pelvic Sanity online support group. That is on Facebook. You can find that just by searching for Finding Pelvic Sanity there. And that's a great community of more than 5,000 people who are dealing with pelvic health issues. And it's moderated by us and our team. So you know you're getting practical, positive information, a much better set of information in that group with those folks. So thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you on the next episode.
And we hope that this episode has helped you to find just a little bit more pelvic sanity.